So I'm going to keep something in Mark 2, but if you would, go over to Isaiah chapter 13. The title of the sermon this morning is Noising Abroad in the Hill Country. Noising Abroad in the Hill Country. I'm going to tie this in with the fact that, you know, we're starting our small town soul winning program. And if you notice there in Mark 2, you're going over to Isaiah 13, but it said that in verse 1, and he entered into Capernaum after some days, and it was noise that he was in the house. And, you know, when we think of that word noise today, we think about bothering people. You know, you think about, the dictionary definition, you know, being loud, disruptive. You know, you think of an unpleasant sound. You know, we've probably all had at some point, or maybe even have been, you know, for being honest, noisy neighbors, right? Whenever you think of someone being noisy or something being noised, you think about the fact that it is something that is negative, okay? But, we'll see here in the scripture that that's not what the connotation of scripture, that to noise something abroad is actually a good thing. And I'm kind of bringing this up because of the fact that I think sometimes when we go into places that maybe are a little more less receptive, you know, we feel like maybe we're bothering those people, you know, because of what the way they're behaving, the way they're, responding to us at the door. You could say, man, I feel like I'm just bothering this person. And that's something that I think people do struggle with. But we should never have this idea that when we go out noising abroad the gospel, that we're bothering people. We're actually doing something very important, regardless of however people take it. So this word noise, or to noise something about, you know, is not a negative word. In fact, the Bible would use a different word for that. You know, if someone was being noisy in a negative way, it would use a word like tumult, or being tumultuous, right? The Bible says in Psalms chapter 65, which stilleth the noise of the sea, the noise of their waves, and the tumult of the people. If you look at Isaiah chapter 13, verse 4, the noise of a multitude in the mountains, like as of a great people, a tumultuous noise of the kingdoms gathered together. So, and you know, the word noisy in the Bible would be more, the way we use it would be more, you would use the word tumultuous, you know, a tumultuous noise of people. Just whenever, when you get a large group of people together that are just kind of milling about, it's there's a noise there. It's tumultuous. It's noisy. Go over to Isaiah chapter 33. He said, forget not the voice of thine enemies, the tumult of those that rise up against thee increasingly. Look at Isaiah chapter 33, verse 3. At the noise of the tumult, the people fled. At the lifting up of thy nation, of thyself, the nations were scattered. And we always think about the fact, the story, you know, when they brought Jesus to be crucified by Pilate in Matthew chapter 27. You can go over to Acts chapter 19. When Pilate's going back and forth with them, it says that the governor said, why, what evil hath he done? You know, he's trying to get Jesus off the hook because he knows he hasn't done anything wrong. And it says that the people cried out the more, you know, saying, let him be crucified. And when Pilate saw he could prevail nothing, but rather that a tumult was made, he took water and washed his hands, right? So, you know, when people are making a lot of noise, they're being obnoxious, they're just being noisy, they're, you know, it's unpleasant, it's loud, it's disruptive, that's not noising something abroad. You know, people weren't going around in Mark chapter 2 bugging people about the fact that Jesus could come to town. You know, another word that the Bible would use in a negative way to describe, you know, a disruptive people would be uproar. I mean, think about Acts 19 where Paul, you know, he sends Timotheus and Erastus into Macedonia. And we'll look there in verse 32. It says, some therefore cried one thing. So they're crying out, they're lifting up their voice. And the assembly was confused. You know, they're all saying one thing, another, you know, it's just a lot of noise. It's a tumult. It's, you know, an uproar. Look at verse 34. But when they knew that he was a Jew, all with one voice about the space of 2 hours cried out. So there they are, just this big throng of people making all this noise. But that's not the word the Bible would use. It uses a different word. It says in verse 36, see then that these things cannot be spoken against. You ought to be quiet. He's saying, hey, quiet down. Right? He's toning these people down. Verse 40, for we are in danger and called to be called to question for this day's uproar. So when the Bible is trying to describe a people that are being noisy, that are being disruptive, that are causing, just being unpleasant and loud. It's not using the word noisy. It's not using noising abroad is not a bad thing, and we should never feel that, you know, that's what we're doing when we go out and noise abroad the gospel, that we're just bugging people. We're not out there just, you know, making a bunch of noise and just bugging people with it.